We need a very, very short introduction. We're all familiar with the brisa of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer. B'shloish esrei midos ha-Torah nidreshes behem. And several of the 13 midos ha-Torah nidreshes behem that Rabbi Yishmael taught were related to examples like our sugya, where the Torah mentions something in general terms, and then it gives examples. The Torah says, v'nasata ha-kesa b'chol ha-shetav ha-nam-shecho, and then the Torah gives examples. Ba-bokur u-vatsoim u-vayayin. Rabbi Shmuel held that the way you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this is klal uprat, or more accurately, klal prat uklal. But the truth is, not everybody agreed with Rabbi Shmuel. And in fact, it's Tanoim and Shas that held that the way you're supposed to darshan a situation like this, where the Torah speaks in general terms and the Torah is specific, and then maybe the Torah again speaks in general terms, is as a riba, a miyat, and a riba. So there was a very important. Very global, a machloikis that Nogeya had to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav and certainly Torah Shabbat Peh, whether you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this, klau pratu klau, or whether you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this, riba miyat riba. So what do these two terms mean? Klau uprat says, ein bechlal ela masha beprat. Meaning, if the Torah speaks in general terms and then the Torah gives an example, so then we assume that the example is the only example of what the Torah meant. Meaning, had the Torah said, v'nasata kesa b'chola shetav v'nafshecho, and then said, b'abokru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher, and stopped, you'd have a klal, v'nasata kesa b'chola shetav v'nafshecho, and then you have a prat, b'abokru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher, klal uprat, ein bechlal ela masha beprat. And we would say the only thing that you're allowed to use your ma'aseh sheni money to purchase are the four things that the Torah said. B'okru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher. If the Torah says klal, then prat, and then another klal, now it's a klal prat to klal, what's the rule? Ein bechlal ela ke'ein masha beprat. We don't limit the klal to the prat, but rather we limit the klal to things that are similar to the prat. The second klal is moisef. Had you not had the second klal, ein bechlal ela masha beprat. Because you have the second klal, it's ein bechlal ela ke'ein masha beprat. So the way you would dash in this pasuk then is v'nasata kes b'chalasha tav and avshecha klal. And then we have a second klal. So we assume that you're allowed to buy with your ma'aseh sheni money anything that's similar to the prat. What's the prat? Bokor, tzoyin, yayin, shecher. So anything that's similar to those things, that's what you would be allowed to buy. That's klal uprat. Klal prat to klal of Rabbi Yishmael Oimer fame. But there's another mahalach in the Tanom, how you're supposed to look at a klal and prat situation. Not as klal prat, but riba miyot. Not klal prat to klal, but riba miyot riba. What does that mean? Riba miyot says, ein be riba, ela ke'ein masha be miyot. In other words, a riba miyot in the world of riba miyot is the equivalent there of a klal pratu klal in the world of klal pratu klal. So had the Torah said, v'nasata kesa b'chol ha-shetav v'nafshecho, and then said, b'bokru b'tzoyim b'yayinu v'sheichor, if you dash a riba miyot, you would have a riba miyot, which would mean that you can use your ma'aseh sheni money to buy anything that's similar to bokru tzoy yayinu v'sheichor. When the Torah then says, v'chol ha-shetisholcha nafshecho, you have the second riba, so you have to be marbi even more than ke'en ma shebebra. What's the more? So the halach is, you marbe everything. You marbe everything, then what's the point in the miyot? You memayit one thing. So riba miyot is way more inclusive than klal uprat. Because number one, on the klal uprat level, aim be klal ela masha beprat, riba miyot, it's aim be klal ela ke'ein masha beprat. When you have a klal prat to klal, so you marbe more, but you only marbe ke'ein masha beprat. When you have a riba miyot riba, you actually marbe everything. The miyot just excludes one thing. Why are we talking about this now? Because again, we're discussing what you're allowed to use your ma'aseh sheni money to purchase. And the pasuk is very, very clear that you can buy everything, and then it says, "Babak b'tzayim v'yayin v'sheicher." And then again, the Torah says you can buy everything. So this is a klal prat to klal if you hold klal prat to klal, and this is a riba miyat riba if you hold riba miyat riba. If you hold klal prat to klal, so then where we should end up is you're allowed to buy anything that's similar to babak b'tzayim v'yayin v'sheicher. If you hold riba miyat riba, then you should be able to buy everything with the exception of one thing.